huge weekend of sport ahead. The Olympics tonight, the Camogie semi-finals tomorrow, and the football final on Sunday. So, will Sam Maguire be crossing the Shannon this weekend? It hasn't gone west in almost a quarter of a century. Our reporter Sally Ann Barrett has been finding out how fans and some of Galway's former footballers are feeling ahead of what's expected to be an epic clash on Sunday.
It's going to be a really tense match to watch Galway play Armagh and hopefully Galway win.
I think they're going to do very well and win the final.
I think Galway's gonna win by a few goals and a few points and do very well.
Who's your favourite player?
Damien Comer or John Maher.
I think we're going to beat them on penalties.
How's Galway going to do in this All-Ireland?
I'd say they'd beat them and they'd beat them 10 times again.
Galway versus Armagh will be very entertaining, but not really because we all know that Galway's gonna win.
Confidence of the highest order there among young Galway supporters attending the annual football cool camp at Caltra GAA grounds in East Galway. It's the home club of Declan Meehan, who alongside his brother Tomás won All-Ireland Senior Football Championship medals with Galway in 1998 and 2001, the last time the county claimed the Sam Maguire. A teammate of Pádraig Joyce for many years, Declan Meehan believes the Galway manager has what it takes to bring that All-Ireland winning feeling back this weekend.
Unbelievable. It's one of the best feelings you could have as a player, as a footballer. Pádraig had a tremendous confidence in his own ability, and I think that's probably one thing he's brought into the Galway camp over the last few years. He's there now 5 years. This is his fifth year. So I think they have great confidence in themselves as well, and coming down the straight they'll have the confidence to know that they can just get there in the end, you know. So I think that's one of his attributes that he brings to the team.
That sense of belief in this Galway team runs in the family as former Galway players Michael and Noel Meehan look ahead to what many believe will be a close contest.
First of all, there's great excitement building here in Galway, and I'm sure it's the same in Armagh. The most thing I think in both counties is the opportunity that has presented itself for both teams, you know, to be playing off against one another. They wouldn't have dreamed of it at the start of the year in an All-Ireland final. The sense of a real opportunity presenting itself for both teams.
They both know each other a lot. They've built up a rivalry 2022 last year and again this year in the group stages. And I think no more than the semi-finals, it'll probably fall on the hop of a ball or a break of a ball, and hopefully it'll fall our way and that we'll get the win. But it's going to be very, very close and go down to the wire, I expect.
In nearby Ballinasloe, the maroon and white is flying proudly throughout the town. Eamon Waters, manager of Billy's Discount Store on Dunlow Street, says supporters are certainly buying into All-Ireland football final fever.
It starts about a week before the semi-final. People in for like the flags, like the jerseys, like the headbands.
For the last 2 weeks, the town has been really kitted out with good flags and like bunting and all of that. The local estates are doing it, like the private houses. Galway is everywhere.
Elsewhere in the town, in what's become a local tradition, residents at St Brendan's Terrace have been busily erecting Galway flags and bunting ahead of a planned pre-match street party this Saturday.
Craig Carey, so, and a resident of Pullboy, Ballinasloe, St Brendan's. Sean Mochler was the first man himself and another neighbour of ours, Cormac Casey, to actually start this off in 2005 when Galway played Cork in the hurling All-Ireland. And ever since then, every year they get to an All-Ireland final, just it has to be done. All the enjoyment starts in the estate.
Sean Mochler, you're one of the residents here that's putting up all the bunting. What was involved?
Even though we're not finished, there's over 270 metres of bunting. I think about 60 flags and more to come up.
My name is Norrie Dempsey. I'm resident here in St Brendan's Terrace. We just love Galway. We're just Galway through and through. Well, the night before, we'll have a karaoke and a little party for all the children, so they'll have memories, and it's lovely.
There's Kerry, St Brendan's. I remember in 56 when Galway beat Cork, 3-7 to 2-14. There was only paper flags that time, and we put a few up along the street.
What does it mean to you to see the footballers in the All-Ireland?
Oh, stop. Better than winning the lotto. They're going to be hard to beat. Very, very hard.
So, from the oldest to the youngest in Galway, hopes are high that the tribesmen can bring Sam Maguire across the Shannon once again.
Galway! Saw doctors, excited and expectant tribesmen and women. That report from Sally Ann Barrett. Throw in at 3:30 on Sunday, live coverage of the final on RTE Radio, Television and The Player.